Yeah, praise God, yeah. Praise God. If you've got your Bibles, where are you? Psalm 145. Yeah. Yeah, we're starting a sermon series looking at various emotions through the Psalms. And I've got the first one this morning, which is Psalm 145, which is a psalm of praise. And so this morning we're looking at the emotion of praise and worship, which really fits in with what's been said today. So we're going to read this psalm, 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Should I bother with the sermon, or should we just leave it there? I think there's enough there, don't you? If we didn't hear anything else today, we've got it all there. What a psalm that is, a psalm of praise and worship. It's the first of the last five psalms, going up to 150. And all those last five are all about praise and worship. And you probably gathered that I love praise and worship. So this psalm is just great for me. It's right up my street. It doesn't take much to get me praising God. I don't know, I put something on the thingy bob there, whatever you call it, the dongle, a picture. If you can put it up. It doesn't take much to get me praising. But I got this picture on Tuesday. I don't know if Chris can show you where it is. I got this picture on Tuesday night. And just let's have a look at it, if we can get it up. Here we go. Can you see that? This is the guy I used to work with in Liverpool. And his name's Brian, and we have been praying for him. He has been on the prayer chain, and he's ringing the bell at the cancer hospital because he's finished his treatment, and his reading is down to 2.5, and he's still got a bit to go. But when I got that picture, and he said to me, look, Dave, I'm just ringing the bell, and I just, wow, I said, thank you, Lord. How else could we not just praise God? And I just sent him a text back and said, I just thank God, and we're praying for you, Brian. And after that, on Wednesday, I got a text message. Brilliant news. Sarah got the job. Wow. Praise God. And then on Thursday, I got another one. Just heard from Eddie. Fabulous answer to prayer. 100% clear, not even a polyp. You don't seem very keen about it. You just seem, well, all right, you know. I was on the ceiling, guys. Those things, one after the other. I've got something else as well, but I can't share it yet. But I'm on the ceiling because God is doing amazing things. He's done some unbelievable things this week. And that's just three of them. And the other one, which is the fourth one. And what does it take to get us praising God? What does it take? Whew, answered prayer, yes. Feeling good, yes. Work tomorrow? Oh, not really, no. I don't have to go to work. Or, I'm praising God anyway, but anyway. Or no answered prayers yet. Well, you know, some of you I know within this room, and it's been said here today so many times, God is making a way. We've heard the testimony from Mark, haven't we? And sometimes we haven't got the answers. It's not always no. Or things just get tougher. As people listening to this podcast, as people not here in the service today, and I was thinking about those people when I was preparing this service, but they're not here, but they'll be listening on the podcast, I hope. When things just got tougher. Yeah. I had a text from somebody this week, when things just got tougher. And things do sometimes just get tougher. And we know, some of us in house groups this week in the leadership, we've been doing this emotionally healthy spirituality, and it's been talking about hitting the wall. Have you ever hit the wall? When something's really bashed you. I've been made redundant on at least two occasions, maybe three, I can't remember. I've hit the wall a few times, bang, when your whole world just falls apart. What are we going to do? How are we going to manage? And some of you may be facing those walls in your life, or maybe you're going to face those walls, so it gets tougher, and it's not easy. I know it's not easy, but we need to try. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says this, give thanks on a good day. No, give thanks when everything's coming together. Give thanks when you see a picture like this one. No, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. It's tough, but that's God's word to you today. If you're not doing it, let me encourage you to do it. We've had some fabulous times of worship in recent weeks. God's doing something here in this place with our worship. Yeah, we've always been a worshiping church, but I've just noticed something over the last few weeks that when we've sung a song, God's just been taking us to another level in worship. Some of you may struggle a little bit with that, with the sound of your own voice. I don't really struggle with the sound of my own voice. Sometimes I need to shut it up a little bit, I know that. But if you struggle with the sound of your own voice, let me encourage you, just don't struggle with it. Just let it out, yeah? Because the Bible says again that if we don't praise God, the very stones will cry out. I don't want this floor crying out. Yeah. So let me encourage you, when the music's playing and the worship, if you've never done it before, let me encourage you to pray out and sing out. Yeah. Even in those difficult times you're facing, just let it come out. And as you let it come out, something will happen. Let me encourage you. Something will happen as you let your spirit rise to Him. Verse 1 in that psalm says, I will exalt you. It doesn't say I'll think about exalting you. It says, I will exalt you, my God and King. Yeah, I will praise your name forever and ever. And we need to tell ourselves this every day, apart from Monday or when I feel like it, verse 2 in brackets. Does it say that? No. It says every day I will praise you. Are you doing it every day? Are you praising God every day? Let me encourage you, if you're not, to do it. Start the day with praise and worship. Start the day with, let me just ask you to do that before you go on your phone, before you answer your emails, before you go out to work, maybe not before you have a shower, because we need to approach God in a clean, with a clean way, but you know what I mean? Maybe praise Him in the shower. But praise God. Every day, verse 2. Verse 5 says, I will meditate on your wonderful works. Are you thinking about God all the time? Are you meditating? Are you chewing it over? Meditating on Him. You see, God thoughts equal good thoughts. Don't be surprised if you find yourself going down the tubes if you're not thinking about God all the time, but you're thinking about all the problems all the time, because they will overwhelm you. How on earth am I ever going to get another job? How on earth am I ever going to get over this illness? How on earth am I ever going to afford to pay for something? Spoke to somebody yesterday, didn't have a penny on Friday. Not a penny on Friday. Didn't know how they were going to manage. And £500 turned up. Answered the problem. Paid the rent. Paid something else they needed to pay for. Is our God an amazing God, or is he not? You don't seem too sure about it. He's an amazing God. I could go around this room today and ask other people to give similar instances where God has done that. Can you? I'm sure you can do it. God can do it. Raise your hand if you could. I can do it. Where God has done it. God can do it. So don't let those things pull you down. Get God thoughts. Get good thoughts. Because God's doing it. He's going to do it. And he'll come through for you. Verse 6 says, I will proclaim your great deeds. Gossip the gospel is an old phrase. Gossip the gospel. I will proclaim. What's coming out of this thing here? What's coming out of it? Yeah, is it good things? Is it God things? Is it explaining to people what God has done? Because he's doing amazing things. Our God is an amazing God. Talk about what he's done and who he is. Do it. Talk about what he's done and who he is. And it'll be difficult for some of you tomorrow when people say, what did you do yesterday? But tell them. I was in church yesterday. We had a great sermon. No, don't say that. I was in church yesterday and it was just great. Somebody was sharing about their son and what happened in Spain. Yeah. Why not? Just tell them. They'll be flabbergasted. But it's the truth. Tell them the truth about what God has done in your life. He's an amazing God. Talk about what he's done. It says there, it says in the psalm there, the Lord is. It doesn't say the Lord may be. It says the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. The Lord is trustworthy. Have you doubted God? Have you said, God, you've let me down? God, these promises you made, they're not coming through. Where are they? What's happening to them? The Lord is trustworthy in all his promises and faithful in all he does. He doesn't work in our timeline. God works in his own timeline. He works in an eternal timeline. Not our timeline. So it's gimme, 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 gimme. We want it now. No, maybe God isn't doing that. Maybe God is saying, wait. But God is trustworthy. If he's made a promise to you, believe him. Stand on his word and say, yes, Lord, you're trustworthy in all your promises. You're faithful. The Lord upholds all who fall. Anyone fallen this week? Anyone made a mistake this week? Two hands up. If I had six hands, I could put six up. Messed up. The Lord upholds all who fall. Don't let the devil keep you down, because that's what he wants us to do. Because when we make a mess, he says, well, you're supposed to be a leader of the church. You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be a Christian. And you've done that. And he gives you this, doesn't he? In your ear all the time. Yeah? All the time. Don't let him crush you. When that happens, say, God, you forgive me. And that doesn't mean we can be casual, right? That doesn't mean we can just be casual with our sin and just, oh, I'll do it again because God will forgive me. No. I don't mean that. But you know when you've messed up. You know good style when you've made a mess of it. And God upholds you when you fall. He doesn't trample you. He doesn't stand on your head. He says he lifts up all who are bowed down. Are you feeling bowed down today? Is the pressure of the world getting on top of you? Then see the Lord lifting you up. He's lifting you up. Look at his face. See him face to face. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him. Mark was saying there about calling on the Lord. The Lord is near to all who call. Are you calling on him? Or are you just calling on him every now and again? Once in a blue moon. He wants you to be calling on him all the time. All the time. The Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. And the last verse says, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Are you speaking in praise of the Lord? If you're not, try it. Let me encourage you to try it. Speak in the name of the Lord. I want you to be encouraged today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're facing, no matter what I'm facing, we're all facing different things. But I just know today that God is for me. God is for you. Romans 8:31 says this, If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us one or two things? No. Graciously give us all things. God will give you all things, right? As a father, on Father's Day today, yeah, we don't give everything to our children all the time when they say, I want that, I want, I want, I want. Sometimes it's wait, isn't it? Sometimes it's, well, Christmas is coming up, or sometimes I haven't got the money for that, or sometimes you'll have to wait, yeah, or sometimes it's something else. And we're talking about a heavenly father, yeah? He knows best, better than I know as an earthly father. And he never messes up like we do as earthly fathers. And so he will give us all things that he wants to give us at the right time, at exactly the right time. Not too early, not too late, yeah? Just when we need it, in our most needy time, he will come through, because he's an amazing God. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 says this, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God goes with you. When you're going to work tomorrow to face a difficult situation, when you're going, wherever you're going, and it's going to be difficult, maybe you've got to, you know, to see your boss or one thing that I don't know. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You're never on your own. He's always with you. Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. That's a tough one. Ooh, because we all want more and more and more. It's all flashing at us, isn't it? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Bigger, bigger, bigger. More and more and more. And there's nothing wrong with things, but if it becomes what's controlling you, and I must, then you've got issues, yeah? Keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. And it's not easy to do that, but we need to do that. God, you put me where I am. This is where I am. I'm trusting you. Take me forward. Because God has said, that's not the end of the verse. God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, I put there with assurance, no doubt about it. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Absolutely nothing. They can have a go. They can do anything. They can kill me. But it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to glory and we're not looking for that. None of us are looking for that. Some people are facing that today. A lot of people are facing it today. But it doesn't matter. Even if it got to that extreme, what can mere mortals do to me? Because I'm heaven bound, yeah? So be encouraged today. Praise God in every circumstance. Let's just pray. Lord, this isn't just easy. I know it isn't easy, Lord. But I know from experience, Lord, that you never leave me or forsake me. I know, Lord, and I can speak, Lord, to know that you go before me. And I just want to pray for every individual in this room. I want to pray for every individual listening to this podcast, Lord, that they will grasp hold of just how big you are, how great you are for them, for each one of us, Lord. You are for us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? And Lord, make our mouths speak your praise as we go about in this world tomorrow and whatever we're doing, Lord. May we speak your praise and glory. May we not be silent. And let the stones cry out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.